I've contracted the pharaonic flu. Physically, it wasn't that bad, except for the relatively high fevers. The problem, though, Pharaoh's bug has a mental component, which they call the long bug, or the long followed up by their word starting with a C, which I'm not allowed to pronounce due to the general censorship. Their so-called long bug has made many people depressive and has already led to many suicides around the world. It says depression, the long bug. So Swissy came up with Pharaoh's death machine called the Sarko in order to get rid of all the woo-flu depressive people, which will be first used in Switzerland, which I will write from now on with Sar, S-A-R, in the middle, like Switzerland, Switzerland, like the Sarko machine, having the same letters, Sar and Co, as the Pharaoh flu itself, officially called SARS-CoV-2, leaving no doubt for the connection between their final solution and the way to execute us. Now look, remember the name of the machine? SARS-CoV. Here it is. So this is the reason, and the other is the solution. Sarko. It's inside SARS-CoV-2 and appearing at exactly the same time when people having depressions and brain fog because of this. So it's no coincidence at all that the name of that suicide machine from Switzerland is called Sarko, like SARS-CoV. And there's always a deep pharaonic component in their terminology. Swissy loves a link to Pharaoh, which is, in this case, Sar, S-A-R, meaning the king, Pharaoh, in Pharaoh's original demotic language, and which can be found back in the word sarcophagus, or sarcophag, or Caesar, the king of Rome, who is also on the official list of pharaohs, as he was married to Cleopatra. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. The Tsar in Russia. Sarkozy, president of France, from a line of Hungarian kings. Salazar, the terrible dictator of Portugal, or the official title of Prince Charles, Sar, an abbreviation for Son Altesse Royale in French, meaning His Royal Highness, and now Sarko, the final solution machine. It says, Sarko, this is the machine, the Swiss killer machine, the final solution machine, and its origin, the pharaonic flu, SARS-CoV-2. It is SARS-CoV. It's all in here. They want us dead, with Pharaoh's signature over the whole shebang, like graffiti writing SAR on every wall. And I've already explained this so many times. You can find this back in part one of the 18-hour pentalogy. That means there are five parts, pentagon, yeah. The Swiss beast, home of the devil, which is not being shown anymore in YouTube. So you have to scroll down in my videos on my channel, Guri, or go to the Israeli Ahava 528. Now, I want you to have a close look at the crossed arms of the pharaonic sarcophagus here, and symbol of death. So the crossed arms with Pharaoh's whip and the brain hook is a symbol of death. To cross your arms like this. Look, here it is. It's the sarcophagus, the sarco. With the brain hook, which they pull out through your nose, you know, for a mummification. And here's the whip. Yeah, look at the crossed arms. This picture from this year, June 2021, shows to the right Zuzana Čaputová, the president of Slovakia, do the crossed arms death wish together with Ursula von der Leyen of the German high nobility, living in a huge castle, and the president of the European Commission, ordering the lockdowns, masks, mandatory vaccinations, and the rest, whom I explain in my video, The Nobility World Wars. Both these pharaohs are clothed in white. For the Perhet, Pharaoh's White House, horizontal Republican Templar rule. And they wish us dead. Therefore, showing the pharaonic death wish with their arms crossed. And this is the Facebook page of Zuzana Čaputová, which is this one here, with her arms crossed. This one is Ursula von der Leyen. I think this is a Slovakian police car that has the same colors as the German ones and same brand originally. Although the Czechs, they have this, I don't know, I forgot the name, but it's all Volkswagen. Two pharaohs. Yeah. They want us dead. I mean, the signs and the symbols, they don't lie. The face, it lies. Can't see the back of the head though. Too bad. Yeah, Zuzana Čaputová, Ursula von der Leyen. They want us dead. Same as this one here of the same pharaonic bloodline who wanted us dead, and by the lies, killing millions of Russians, Germans, Europeans, jaywalkers, my grandfather, yeah, in 1942. It's all the same people. Look at the sign. Don't look at their smiling faces. They all lie. There are the two pharaohs again. Ursula von der Leyen, this one here, of the high German aristocracy. And Zuzana Čaputová, this one here, oh, same origin, you know, all related to Mr. Hitler and the rest, you know. Yeah. It should be very obvious where these two politicians in white, where they got it from and where they come from. Look at this. Exactly the same. Snakes. Switzerland and their Sarko killing machine. And Sarkov too. It's all related to Switzerland and these pharaohs. The death cult from Egypt. And these politicians ordering us, doing the crossed arms. And all out of the base of Switzerland. And here, a bunch of Freemasons with a white flower for the White House. Just like the two women politicians dressed up in white. Yeah, white, white, white. This is all the Perhet, the White House of the Republican horizontal rule of Pharaoh, of the Templars. Knights Templars here also had this tradition to have their legs crossed when buried. Another Knights Templar with his legs crossed with the sheep, the sheeple, us, at his feet. And that's why we had the Nazi Templars. Here, the Nazi Templars, also with the crossbones, like the two ladies, because we're still in the Third Reich. The Nazis won the war, and the Germans lost the war. And here, it has four squares in it. Here's a square. And it's all in a circle for the compass. So all these initiated with this pharaonic birdie birdie, they all read square and compass, which Freemasons also have, always have this skull, like skull and bones. And a bird, an eagle would never hang in the air like this. It's only the falcon that does so, that's Horus. Birdie birdie. And again, Freemasons doing the same thing. The crossbones, like Templars, like the two lady presidents, like the Nazis. It's all one pharaonic bunch with a base in the Alps, Switzerland. Got you, ladies. We're still in the Third Reich. The Nazis won the war. And the Nazis come out of Pharaoh's nobility. Nobility, most likely also nobility. It's all nobility. We're still in a feudal, and they want this very feudal times back. Now we've been in a hidden feudal times, but it's going to be very obvious. And now we got the Swiss killer machine. They're happy, smiling, doing the death wish of Pharaoh against us. They want us dead. I feel like empty in my head due to this pharaonic brain fog. Like they drained my head's hard disk with their great reset. Also proclaimed in Switzerland. In Davos, WEF, World Economic Forum. A reset is typical digital language referring to a computer. And where is our computer? Well, it's in our heads. It's our mind. And people are getting mentally ill. Due to the mental component they have attached to a normal seasonal flu in order to make it airborne. So we can all contract it, made mobile and airborne. And on the back of a normal seasonal flu. This is their great reset. they've been talking of in Switzar land, the land of Sar, King Pharaoh. And I remind you of the fact that the highly criminal Swiss Novartis company has a virology lab next to Wuhan, China, about which I made this video here on my other channel called Homeland Security. And it can't be excluded that next to this mental component glued on a simple flu virus, that there's also an occult evil component from another realm, most likely brought in through the Swiss CERN out of another dimension, which disconnects people from their own soul and ancestral realm, making previously healthy people suddenly want to use the Swiss Final Solution capsule, which gets maybe connected to the Swiss CERN, so they can beam your already detached soul into CERN's gates of hell to get you hell knows where, out of Swissy's death capsule, straight into CERN through some sort of electrical connection. Switzerland is such a creepy place, and it's always all there, like CERN, Sarko, you name it. And don't you think it's not all connected? So, from the Swiss Sarko killing capsule into the Swiss CERN gates of hell, for which they advertise your death in this apparently looking spaceship as a happy, stylishly departure. The whole thing doesn't only look like a vacuum cleaner, but it probably also works as a vacuum cleaner, sucking your soul out straight into the Swiss CERN. It says, Sarko, the vacuum cleaner, stylishly assisted suicide. Well, isn't it marvelous? Swissy says that in the Sarko Swiss vacuum cleaner, you die through a hypoxia in the blood by oxygen deprivation, which they have tested on people in special Swiss prisons for political prisoners, where many innocent people have been suicided, and where I, Sean Ross, also got tortured through oxygen deprivation, which you can read in the Zurich files in the internet. And you can read some of it here. It says, Sarko suicide capsule hopes to enter Switzerland. Well, it already did. And it's Exit International. That is the name of this Swiss organization where you can exit, you know, go somewhere else. Right? Me too. I was exited from Switzerland. I had to leave Switzerland. They chased me away. I'm in France now. Did my own exit international. Eh? It says, Sarko has been displayed at several art and design events around Europe. Well, they made like an art of it, you know, an art thing, you know. Yeah. a 3D printed capsule destined for use in assisted suicide, hopes to operate in Switzerland, according to the Exit International, the organization that developed the Sarko machine. Well, Exit International is Swiss, so it says here that the Sarko machine was developed by the Swiss. Yeah. Instead of all the other things like Australian or whatever. No. They do this a lot, you know. This is multinational things, you know. And so nobody stirs upon Switzerland. Switzerland. Yeah. Swiss vacuum cleaner. So here again, the Swiss vacuum cleaner sucking your soul out. And they changed the text all over the world, you know, compared to last week about this thing. So here it says, the capsule is sitting on a piece of equipment that will flood the interior with nitrogen, rapidly reducing the oxygen level to 1% from 21% in about 30 seconds. It says, death takes place through hypoxia and hypocapnia, oxygen and carbon dioxide deprivation. It says, oxygen deprivation and hypoxia. There's no panic, no choking feeling, and well, it's a happy death, eh? And well, you can read it yourself. So in fact, yeah, if all goes well, the third machine should be ready for operation in Switzerland next year. Yeah. Exactly the same time when in Austria the mandatory vaccinations start. You know? Of course, they got a lot of Japanese here, you know, thousands of them. All go to Switzerland, see the mountains before, and then, you know, bye-bye. See the Swiss Fuji. Here, looks so nice, you know. Why assisted suicide is normal in Switzerland. Now look, oh boy. These are the wings of Ma'at. Oh boy. Yeah. Or maybe the devil. Yeah. In Switzerland, assisted suicide is considered a legitimate way to end your life. But it says assisted suicide is legitimate. Killing yourself in Switzerland is a crime, you know. Or if somebody else does it. You know, the only way when the system does it, when the elite, when the nobility say it's okay, and when they can earn a lot of money with it, you know, because thousands of people. And now they're going to suck up your soul. Only then it's legal. If you do it nicely yourself in a forest and, you know, return to nature and whatever, they don't like it, you know, because they can't lift out your soul. Remember the video I made about lifting out the soul through oxygen deprivation? Remember that? I'll try if I can find it for you, you know. So it is not legal, you know. Only assisted suicide is legal. So the devil here can take your soul. And also François Junot, the guy who found a lawyer for Adolf Eichmann. He was a personal friend of Adolf Hitler. He did an assisted suicide at the Exit company. Well, YouTube made it disappear. It's not there anymore, but you can find it in Israel at Ahava 528 on my channel Guri. And the title is Code O2T Torture, Lifting Out the Soul for a Satanic Ritual in a sacrifice to a pharaonic deity. So as you can see here, it's all Hebrew. The film is in English. If I don't forget, I'll put the link in the under the in the description of the film. This is through oxygen deprivation. You can see here there's a child getting strangled, and this is a satanic ritual. Look how he's looking. And you know, if somebody dies, you know, like with a bullet, you die, tuck, it happens in a second or a split second, your soul goes away. But if the process of dying is being slowed down over days, you know, in a satanic ritual, then they can lift out the soul, especially with a child, because the child has much far lesser resistance. You know, it's a child, yeah. So this is why they preferably take children, and they even made paintings of it. You know, it's the world we live in. Pharaoh's nobility, Templars, Switzerland. So here it is on the Pharaoh channel. Someone copied it 8 years ago from my old channel Gure that had been taken off, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe, or 3 years ago. And where they have a lot of, so here's the title, Code O2T Torture. So by, I'll give you all the proofs. And I've been, this is 8 years ago, I made the film 10 years ago, you know. So I've been talking a lot already about this, like lifting, about the code O2T torture and lifting out the soul. And now the Swissy, they come with the machine that does it, you know. So they don't need all this anymore, you know, like strangling a baby. They just stuff the baby in the vacuum cleaner, you know, clean it all up, eh? And so apparently this person has a lot of my videos. And so I've been already telling you for at least 10 years ago that through oxygen deprivation, they do this. So I'm not just telling it now, you know, since this machine just popped out, you know. So the Sarko machine is related to this. I've been telling you so for at least 11 years. So I already wrote this more than 20 years ago when I got tortured by oxygen deprivation the first time in Switzerland. And as it has become, as it has come in the actualities, in newspapers and everything, with this Swiss code O2T vacuum cleaner killer machine, you know, I think it's very important that I'll read this out again for you. I'll speed it up a little bit, as you can read it here as well. So, and as there are many foreigners whose native language are not English, I think it's better I read it out for you, so, and everybody can read with me at the same time, because we all are in danger now, very grave danger. As so many people are depressive and ending their lives at the same time, miraculously, Swissy comes out with the machine that does it for you. Come on, people. Come on, come on. You know. And I've been telling you this for 20 years, you know, not right now when this machine is here. No. It's going on for a long time. Why torture and torture prison Bern, Switzerland? Code O2T. Impossible to breathe in Guantanamo or Gitmo in army slang because of filter on mouth and nose or lack of oxygen in Amthaus high security prison in Bern, Switzerland, still is white torture at the height of its art. Doesn't leave any exterior traces and attacks the brain directly. Because 80% of the air taken in goes to the head under normal circumstances, and this is a medical fact. California surfing is exactly founded on the same technique. The subject is being tied onto a board and the head is forced underwater just until the subject doesn't die yet. Consequently, a chronic lack of oxygen is being created, as in Amthouse prison in Bern, that makes the head cooperative. Never the blood will be correctly nourished with the appropriate amount of oxygen. And experts on torture around the globe agree that O to T, phonetically of O to T, oxygen torture, still is the best. Phonetic transcriptions like K9, K9 Dog Squadron, are common use in English spoken countries. Or fear for the tea or brew, in which the head is being submerged, sounding phonetically almost as O to T does. Afraid of the brew, though grammatically not completely correct, but a tiny detail shouldn't get in the way and spoil all the fun. In all of would be more correct, but anybody gets the meaning as it is. And at the same time, an additional secret code is created, again enabling deciphering the matter. The CIA Cocaine Imports Agency emphasizes on the practical side as improving in the field concerning O2T, merely using a toilet, a bucket full of water, tape, or a plastic bag. Before in history, the extracting of intelligence was obtained by cutting, sawing, hanging, hitting, pulling out, chopping, and electroshocking, always confronting the subject with the potential of a heart attack. In the meantime, heartbeat-lowering medicals were administered. That's why O2T is so beautiful, because side effects, as those concerning the heart, are avoided. And in Switzerland, several foreigners were deliberately assassinated by the state through O2T by taping them on a wheelchair with mouth and nose taped, leaving only a straw in the mouth for breathing, with on top of that an integrated motorcycle helmet for total O2T. A diameter of 4 millimeters only for clinging onto life. And I also have a video somewhere. You just look it up yourself. I don't even know if it's still there. Of the Swiss, you know, doing this in a wheelchair with a helmet on and with some Arabs and some Nubians. And many of them died. So you look it up yourself, that film. And then they put them on airplanes to mostly Muslim third world countries, similar to the actual kidnappings of third world citizens and trans flights all over the world by members of the firm, the Green Slime in army terms. By the way, death by crucifixion also is a staged planned murder by O2T. One dies through every muscle in the entire body being exhausted, finally leaving thoracic muscles unable to expand and retract until suffocation by O2T follows when you're crucified on the cross. In Secret Service manuals by the military counterintelligence, there's a word for oxygen partial pressure in kilopascal, in case the occasion is presented to control or manipulate the oxygen pressure in the air at a military base by scientists and doctors. Here, survey is an important factor concerning the limits of severe brain damage at a maximum level of 8 kilopascal. Within extreme cases of national security, these limits may be surpassed, it says. That was the because of the bug wars, sorry. The Wu flu. In the manuals, it's pointed out that the direct consequences of O2T are tissue hypoxia, And there we go. Tissue hypoxia, just like in the Swiss killer machine, with anaerobic glycolysis, without countermeasures, followed up by blood poisoning and internal bleedings of the lungs, as was Abdi Daoud's case, the guy who was murdered by the Swiss, who was murdered by O2T by the Swiss state on March 24th, 2008, in the extraditionary penitentiary of Kloten, Switzerland. A hypoxia is a lack of oxygen in the organs' tissues by O2T. You just read it in the manual of this of the killer machine. Therefore, the organism starts burning up sugars instead of oxygen. It's a bit like carbon monoxide, you know. There's not enough oxygen, so it burns up something else. Yeah? So lactic acids are being produced, and the latter chemical process is being called a glycolysis, or glycolysis, as the Americans probably call it, a chemical breakdown of glucoses into lactic acids under anaerobic conditions, with air, that is, equals O2T, resuming this scientific process by the terminology of a lactic acidosis, that is what the diagnosis would be as a result of the murderer's code O2T. To acknowledge furthermore that day and night in the airplanes in the Kloten penitentiary are one breathes in the kerosene exhaust gases of the airplanes, what consequently will lead to chronic hypoxia through O2T and all Abdi Daoud's physical complaints, as arthritis, blood poisoning, are to be considered as the side effects of consequences of a lactic acidosis through code O2T. And the Swiss authorities are very well aware of it, as the International Cooperation of All Secret Services is established. Non facit pugnum digito ono. That means with one finger one cannot make a fist. Which is the on the coat of arms of Saint Croix Rose du Plessis. Here, 2008. It's almost 20 years. Code O2T and chronic accumulation. With O2T, the subject is being heavily tortured in every cell of his body or her body. Through the damages are not immediately visible from the outside, as is equally the case with the American waterboarding. And waterboarding is one of the many forms of O2T, by which, as with all O2T, the inflicted damages are incurable because of the dying of brain cells, and also after the termination of the torture, as after a switched on button or off button, the organism won't stop degenerating where cells continuously die through drastic increase of stress, panic, and fear of slowly suffocating. The process of cells dying will be on the rise, as if a switch or interrupter has been turned. The internal structure of the subject's cells, even after many years, won't stop to degenerate, and cells will continue to die, in spite of the fact that O2T belongs to the group of slow tortures. The consequences are beyond repair and invisible from the outside. The insidious side of O2T torture. O2T characterizes itself as well by chronic accumulation. That means that the building up takes place, because the longer the elapsed time over which torture has been committed and applied, the more tired and saturated the subject's organism will gradually become. The torture's consequences after, let's say, 6 months are per day comparatively much greater as the consequences within the first week. At the beginning, the cells still offer resistance, and the intrinsic values within the cell structure still show a higher amount of oxygen in the beginning. By the end, on the cellular level, all resistance will be broken, and with that, the subject's resistance as a whole. This is the moment where extracting, it's the military intelligence terminology for questioning, the extracting can start. And through the destruction of the cells by lack of oxygen, premature gray hair can consequently be witnessed on the subject, as can be seen if suffering cancer in a similar way. Of course, the unimaginable sufferings of a foreigner subject is of no importance to fanatic Swiss Nazis of the notorious SVP and others. Quite similar to a US specialized intelligence operator and others whom has been eliminated all leftovers of conscience in his brain through political indoctrination and enhanced determined training. The enemy, a terrorist, or a black SVP sheep, just deserved it. And with this, it has to be observed. In fact, ethics and human rights are inexistent. It has been statistically proven that the best clearing and extracting rates are being obtained through O2T. And around the torture prison Bern, the Swiss Justice Department is fully aware of that. And especially in summertime, when through little differences in temperature, air currents are practically inexistent. In the penitentiary, the O2T is considered to be most dreadful, where most people are being suicided. In Bern, there's talk of real experiments. So I already wrote this down in 2008, you know. The experiments were done, and now we got the killer machine which does exactly the same thing what I've been writing down here 20 years ago. In Bern, there's talk of real experiments on humans going on, as through total nepotism, all want to earn on the degenerated corruption around the Justice Department. You know, Switzerland is entirely corrupted. It's only about money. You know, lawyers want to earn money, Securitas Swiss, the SS transporting the subject, they who bring the food, who built the prisons, architects, construction firms, psychiatrists, psychologists, hospitals, the pharmaceutical industries with the pills, politicians. Now the exit company, a sheer endless list of corruption. And this information, you know, the experiment they did on people and on me through oxygen deprivation, it went to the exit company, you know, the killer company. And only then it's legal when the state is doing it. And these Swiss especially love to murder defenseless people like refugees and Palestinians and illegal immigrants or whatever. Among many others, they murdered the 27-year-old Khaled Abu Zarifa from Gaza on March 4th, 1999 by ultimate code O2T, code word for death by suffocation. So listen up, Palestinians, even the Israelis wouldn't even do this to you, eh? The Swiss do this. So the tides will turn for the CIA and Swiss Nazis. And today's torturers might be tomorrow's victims, whereas the responsibility for the crimes against humanity won't be just limited unto the torturers only. So I hope 20 years after I wrote this down, the time will be coming up through the Wu flu and the bug wars and everybody being in danger, the Swiss killer machine, CERN and politician doing the crossed arms death wish. So let's hope this will happen, that the today's torturers might be tomorrow's victims. Non facet pugnum, digitu ono. With one finger only, one cannot make a fist. The slogan of Sainte-Croix du Plessis from South Africa. So here's the Zurich files here. The original is gone, and I guess these ones, these sites, on these sites, there will be they will disappear also in the end. Like 20 years ago, or 10 years, no, that was 10 years ago. There was this guy with the Scottish accent, who I don't recall who it was actually, who wanted to have this information, and he put it on the internet. I never heard of him anymore afterwards. Here again, the Zurich files. And that was also about the code O2T. You probably have to put that in the search bar. Yep, there it is. If you search for it like this, Zurich files code O2T, it will pop up here and here. It's white torture in Swiss torture prison. Lactic acidosis, death by suffocation, just like the Swiss killer machine vacuum cleaner sucking up your soul together with the CERN. And now the Swiss oxygen deprivation death machine is here for the final solution, Great Reset, by the name of Sarko, which happens to be the first five letters of the word sarcophagus, sarcophagus, which is related to the soul of Pharaoh being resurrected out of mummy in the sarcophagus and then flown into the next life, as depicted in this ancient pharaonic mural here, and very much related to the Swiss Sarko, CERN, SARS-CoV-2, code O2T, oxygen deprivation from the land of Sar, Swit Sar land. As I've shown you just before, the Wings of Ma'at by the Swiss Red Cross and Swiss World Health Organization, with some good old pharaonic occult palliative care by the Swiss nurse from hell. Ma'at went to Swit Sar land, the whore of Babylon, with whom the whole world traded, with their pharaonic Templar banks from Swit Sar land, the land of Sar. Out of Sarko Fudges, or the Swiss Sarko, the German or Swiss German word Zach etymologically comes from, or etymologically related. And Zach, out of the pharaonic sarcophag, sarcophages, is the German word for a coffin, or how suitable. The Swiss Sarko, der Sarg. Yeah, it says Sarko, it says in German. Sarg, like in Sarko, the killer machine. So this in German is ein Sarg, this one as well. We can all see the word Sar, meaning the pharaonic king, and the etymology from the word sarcophagus, ein Sarg. So there you can see Sarg einer ägyptischen Prinzessin, the sarcophagus of an Egyptian princess. So the Swiss killer machine, Sarko, in Swiss German, is very much related to Zak, the coffin. So step into the coffin and see you in the afterlife with the pharaohs, with Ma'at in Switzerland. And here again about Pharaoh's tomb. The tombs were constructed to be resurrection guides that would reunite Pharaoh's body and soul. Well, people, I guess we're here what Pharaoh proclaimed 6,000 years ago, and we're here now with the Swiss Sarko and their CERN and whatnot. Their first wave of attack by our masters of Pharaoh's nobility has always been directed at our minds as the Nazi propaganda to get the German people ready for what they were supposed to do for our masters, like the Royal Tavistock social engineering to manipulate our minds towards the will of our masters of Pharaoh's nobility, like the Hearts and Minds PSYOP program used by the NATO armies to soften up the hearts and minds, like a can opener of the invaded peoples of Afghanistan, Iraq, Vietnam, and the rest, like the politicians and their lies, like the media liars and their TV spin doctors, like drugs attacking the minds of our children, drugs imported by NATO's air forces and protected by the West's corrupt blue army, like locking me up in Switzerland in a cell without oxygen for years to attack my mind and destroy my willpower. And now the mental component glued on a normal seasonal flu to make it airborne, weaponized into a so-called intelligent virus, attacking our minds as usual for their first line of attack. With their second wave of attack ready in Switzerland, called the Sarko or SARS-CoV machine, to get you into their Georgia Guidestones program. And their inevitable third wave attack coming up to lure us into their global final solution. All these primary and invisible attacks on our minds are part of the hidden hand of Freemasonry and their invisible empire in the Alps, of which you never hear nor see anything, hidden under dozens of layers of invisibility, layers of neutrality, and endless layers of the elite's wealth. Swissy loves everything related with death and killing and financing wars, and how beautiful mankind doing it themselves now and dispose of themselves with windscreen wipers inside Swissy's Sarko machine to wipe away the brain fog for a clear goodbye. A fantastic Swiss machinery that avoids Swissy from financing world wars to get rid of their neighbors. So now the neighbors can do it all by themselves and put the Swiss ferryman Sharon a pouch of gold to cross the river Styx. And mind you, the word Sar in the ferryman's name, Sar-on, Sar-on.